You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to the final hour of a Friday afternoon going into a beautiful fall weekend. The air outside is finally crisp. It feels a little bit like it should in November. It'll probably be 80 degrees again by next week.
But, it's too cold.
It's
way too cold.
My cold-natured brethren here in the studio. Listen, we're going to switch gears right now. I'm going to dipper number three for the day. I call it Fear the Doge. Fear the Doge. There's the amount of fear-mongering and slanderous commentary that is already coming out of the pundits and the leftists about what may or may not happen if Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are allowed to get their fingers into our governance. Well, listen, perhaps that just means that we needed to cut it down anyway. But somebody who is going to be apparently involved is our own Congressman Gary Palmer, who represents a huge swath of our listening area, coming from the Birmingham region. Congressman Palmer is also the original founder of the Alabama Policy Institute, and he now serves ably in Congress, where he has been a member of leadership for a number of years. He's also, by the way, according to a report on 1819 News, a new member of what is being called the Doge Caucus. Congressman Palmer, how are you doing?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making time for us today. I know you just got back from D.C. and you're actually on the road, but I appreciate you making time.
Well, I'm glad to do it. You do a great job with your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, listen, let me ask you, Congressman, Doge Caucus, Doge in general, is it real or is it going to be a lot of talk? Because I'd hate to see another watchdog that just talks about things and has a social media account. I'd love to see something really occur.
Yeah, I don't think it's a watchdog. I think it's going to be a deep dive into how to bring the federal government into the 21st century. That's part of it. It's going to be a serious evaluation of what the country needs versus what it's getting. And there, a lot of the things that will be evaluated are things that I've been working on for a long time. I think the American public would absolutely be sick to their stomach if they had a full understanding of how much money's wasted. We send out almost $250 billion a year just in improper payments.
Yeah.
And I will remind your listeners that every dollar that's sent out as an improper payment is a borrowed dollar because we've been operating in a deficit, and we're paying interest on that. So I'm pretty excited about this. I think there's some fantastic opportunities here, and I believe Musk and Ramaswamy are the right guys to do it.
Well, I would agree with that. And now let me make sure I'm clear. So what we're talking about with Doge is not a true government department. They're not building new government to fight government. This is going to be an outside entity, but it's going to relate to the ability to feed into the governance, including your caucus, I assume. The information needed to make the cuts they find. Is that correct?
Yeah. Some of this can be done by executive order, I think, but a lot of it, particularly if it involves the downsizing agencies or combining agencies or eliminating agencies, will have to be done through an act of Congress. And I think it's very important that there be consistent, continuous communication between the Musk-Ramaswamy team and members of the House and Senate. And I don't know what the Senate's doing on this, but I think I don't want us to be sitting around waiting for them to send us something.
Right.
I'd rather be working hand-in-hand with them so that when a recommendation is ready to be released, we can, if it's got to go through Congress, we can move quickly to get it in committee, get it out of committee, and get it on the floor and get it over to the Senate.
Now, some things I understand are going to be baked in for a while because Congress has already passed a budget or a CR at the very least, and there are things that have been funded, but we can at least project, you know, non-recurrence of those expenses in the future, I imagine. Go ahead.
I don't anticipate that a whole lot can be done in terms of getting it in the budget, and but I do think there's some things that can be done before the end of the fiscal year, and definitely this is teeing everything up for the next fiscal year, which will begin October 1st of next year.
Yeah. Well, and will there be times, I would hope there would be times, when we could look at things that can be done simply by executive action, like if the president decides he has discretion that he can, with a stroke of a pen, end a few things or modify a few things?
I don't know. That's part of the reason why I think the DOGE caucus and maybe even a collaborative caucus or task force between the House and Senate is important, so that as they're making recommendations, we can say, okay, this will have to be done through an act of Congress versus executive action. So that's not everything's going to be just cut and dry, where the president with a stroke of the pen can make these changes. For instance, the Department of Education didn't exist prior to 1979. That was an act of Congress. Same thing with Homeland Security. And so there's a lot that can be done. I think it's got to include some things like moving the Secret Service back into the Department of Treasury and out of Homeland Security. We see what a mess they've made of that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And maybe have FEMA as the separate separate agency, not a department, but a separate agency that reports to the president, and get it out of Homeland Security.
Well, and I also look at things too, like the goal to end the Department of Education. I could see that being a DOGE recommendation, and it may have to be phased, but at the very least, I think there's a lot of interest from the outside looking in to something like that happening, like an entire department perhaps being on the chopping block. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that you could basically reduce the Department of Education to workforce development and roll it into commerce. The rest of the money should go to the states. And really, we might even ought to look at using the money for voucher programs. I think there's some things that we need to look at, like in the Department of Labor, and maybe looking at merging energy into the Department of Interior. Because a lot of people think that permitting for energy is in the Department of Energy. It isn't. It's in the Department of Interior.
Yeah.
So we just got a lot of built-in inefficiencies and bureaucracy and red tape that is costing every American family more for everything they come in contact with, their groceries, their household utilities. So I think one of the things that people will get out of this is we're going to see it impacting the cost of living and bringing prices down.
Well, that would be a novel thing. And then, you know, I know that having been at API well before you ever got to the Congress, you've always been an advocate for limited government, which sometimes means limited government regulation or intervention, but sometimes that also means the downsizing or streamlining of government processes. We're hearing right now that there are bureaucrats that are on pins and needles because they're like, oh, we're all going to lose our jobs. But you look at some of them and think, you haven't even reported to the office in person in 3 years. So why are we worried?
Well, they're going to be making arguments for remote work, but the productivity has, I think, declined dramatically. And
yes.
There have been various surveys, Phil, that one, there was a poll taken among EPA staffers, and 80-something percent said it would hurt their mental health if they returned to the office. Well, you've got, I want to say that there was probably 70, close to 80% of the office space in probably agriculture not being used because people aren't showing up. So I think if we start downsizing, if we start relocating agencies and getting them out of Washington,
yeah,
we could have some substantial savings, and that we could sell a lot of this property that we don't need.
No, absolutely. I think that would be an amazing thing. Now, I think I asked you off the air before we got on. I think it's unconfirmed, but it's coming out of Politico, has a report that came out today, says House Oversight Chair James Comer is going to be establishing a subcommittee of House Oversight chaired by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene that will be the DOGE subcommittee. Do you have any knowledge of that?
No, but that would only be a subcommittee under the Oversight Committee. Oversight has a broad jurisdiction over Congress, but you're going to have whatever the recommendations, whatever they are that come from Musk and Ramaswamy's efforts, the action in Congress will have to go to the committees of jurisdiction, whatever those are.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I think this is one of those things that has captivated the audience, so to speak. There's very few things I hear about coming out of the election. I mean, you can hear about the southern border, you can hear about the economy, but one of the things that gets a lot of the oxygen is this idea of DOGE. And I think that right now, the majority of the constituency in what I would call the red side of politics is keen on the idea of really, really doing this. And so I hope to see this become like true action that we can you know, measure for that matter.
Well, that's our intent, and we're all of the opinion that we've got maybe 18 months.
Yeah.
I think it's 16 to 18 months to get things done, and we're hopeful with the new leadership in the Senate that it's going to be that we're going to work together extremely well, focused on one agenda, and deliver for the American people.
Well, and I look forward to that, and I appreciate the fact that you're there. I've known your work for a number of years. When you were at API and I was still in the state Senate, I relied upon the things that you put out, and I appreciate the fact that we got quick access to you for the show today. But Congressman, keep us posted on DOGE, and as the DOGE caucus develops, I'd love to hear more, okay?
All right. Well, thanks for having me on, Phil.
Absolutely. Congressman Gary Palmer, appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, by the way.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right, take care. All right, we got to take a break. I ran long just to make sure I had as much time with him as I could, but yeah, this is big doings, y'all. This DOGE thing, I think this is starting to rise to the same level as people want to see the border fixed and they want to see, you know, our economy fixed. There are people that also want to see government reined in. And is this the measuring stick? We'll find out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.